This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Hope that you're wherever you are, however you're listening. One, we hope that you know that we appreciate you being a part or making us a part of your day and being a part of our show, especially in the various ways that you can do it by texting in to the text line, 713-572-4610.
I'm going to put that in the intro.
Come on, dog.
Nah, I'm just playing.
Come on, dog. Honestly, I'm kind of mad at myself because I was doing the thing where I was kind of tripping over myself, but I hadn't fallen over yet, and I was like, you know what? This is not. Have you ever fallen upstairs? That's what it felt like. I was verbally falling upstairs. But yeah, 713-572-4610 is the text line. There's also the YouTube page and the Twitch chat. Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, 610 Houston on Twitch. But when it comes to the Texans, we are not far away from getting some more activities, some OTAs from them, and getting more of an insight and more of a sight on what this Texas team is starting to work themselves to, and really more importantly, just what these guys kind of look like, mm-hmm. what their offseason has been, where they've gotten themselves to, and the preliminary looks on what this team looks like. And so with that being the case, who needs to come back a different dude? 713-572-4610.
Yeah, this is, one week from today, we're going to be talking about OTAs and who looks good and who's come back looking, you know, like a champ, you know, or a different, you know, physique or whatever it might be. Now, I think we should couch this entire conversation.
disclaimer.
Our disclaimer here. Remember who looked great last year at OTAs?
Kenyon Green,
baby.
Yep.
Whatever happened to him?
So it's not necessarily a harbinger.
It's damn shame what they did to that dog.
It might not be a harbinger of good things, but a lot of times it is.
Now that just made me think of like a chalk outline in left guard. just a chalk outline.
So I have like almost like three tiers here. Like who needs to come back? You think it's imperative? Looking good physically, looking good on the field.
All right. So one of them, I mean, you could take your pick on dudes on the offensive line, but the one that I think of really is kind of Juice Scruggs.
He's on my list.
In part because either he's playing center, and then I don't know how much it matters to me, but also what happens if you're going to, like, if he ends up being one of the guys that you're putting in there at guard?
Right.
And I don't know I don't know if his physique naturally lends itself to playing guard, but if he ends up being there, I know I want him to be as peak physically formed as he can, especially being a little undersized to be guard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that's one of the ones I thought of just from that perspective. If that helps him be a modicum better in that space, that was one of the ones that I immediately jumped to.
So I have the three tiers. I have players that I think it's imperative they come back looking or playing and looking, better. Players I want to see, just period.
Just want to see in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
And players we got to see to believe. So
okay,
yeah.
All right, I want to rock with you here because I threw out that from the 3-4-6. Maybe this is the low hanging fruit. CJ needs to come back looking and thinking better. How do you feel about that?
You said CJ?
Yeah, this is the CJ. No Gardner Johnson. This is CJ Stroud.
That's what I was thinking. To be honest,
I wouldn't mind it
because
what way though? That's the question I'm asking.
He's been quiet all off season, like completely 180 from that previous
radio silence.
Yeah, so I kind of expect them to come back a little fresh, maybe a little. Maybe a little more cut, a little more in shape.
I wouldn't mind. He's not on my list, but I wouldn't mind. So the five guys I have on my list in the category of it's imperative that they come back looking better physically or both.
Imperative.
Imperative.
Must.
You mentioned Juice Scruggs. He's on the list.
Okay. So why imperative there? Because I think you have a lot of options there.
For the same reason. I mean, this guy's a draft pick that they had high hopes for that they said could be a better center.
Second round pick?
Second. Was it
Juice?
Juice was a second round pick. So that's important. I think you're right. I think Juice Scruggs, let's see what he looks like coming back. You know,
that's, for me, that's more for him rather than like for the team needs.
Fans.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
Christian Harris.
Ding, ding, ding. That one's huge. Like and it's really heavy on the physical. Mm-hmm. And I guess in a way it's just, are you healthy and playing football?
Yeah.
I don't think that anybody is still waiting, or I guess I should ask that as a question, is anybody still waiting on the proof of concept with him as a player? Like, can he be a good linebacker? I don't think anybody's waiting on that, right? I think people have enough data, even if you're not 100% certain, to at least go more likely than not, I feel good about Christian Harris being out there, the range that he shows, the speed that he has, right? I think people feel good about that. It's just, is he going to be available, especially after last year? He came back and then he seemed to fade away. And that was after we had how many weeks of just not, you know, radio silence on what he was and when he would be ready. So there were so many questions around that just, can you get out here and play football in a way that's going to be usable is going to matter, because all that ability that he has, what's the best ability?
Availability.
Yes, sir.
All right. Another one I have on my list, Damian Pierce. It's time, brother. It's time, and he's more show something than physically.
Yeah, I was about to say, are you looking for some from him physically?
No, not necessarily a transformation, but you know, we have to hear them talking about Damian Pierce the way they've talked about others at training camp. Remember, you know, Derek Stingley came in, and they're like, wow, you know, at OTAs he was running with the first team. At OTAs, Derek Stingley was. So I think Damian Pierce, it might be a. All right, clock has been ticking.
Is it different dude or is it old dude? What do you mean? Like the question being, like, you come back like a different dude. Is it different dude or is just
different?
Maybe it's systematic. Okay.
Maybe it's, you know, he just looks more comfortable, even though it's, you know, running on air largely, you know, or no pads or whatever. But I'd like to. He's on my list of imperative. The other two, you might agree with one and disagree with the other. So I'll mention the one that
sounds about me.
You might disagree with first. I'd like to see a new Xavier Hutchinson. He's been a little bit thin, you know, a little bit.
So this is where you actually want to see
a physical transformation as well as the other.
What is he listed at?
I don't know, but it just, you know, from what I've always been a big fan. I remember when he was drafted, I was like, this guy's an after catch guy. I think he could really help this team, et cetera. And then it just hasn't happened, you know?
I think I've seen him listed at 6'3", 210.
Yeah. Let's get to 220. Let's get to 220, a little more muscle, a little more you know, ability to get those proverbial 50-50 balls, you know? And it's better for his strength, which is, you know, yards after catch.
Yeah, right. No, I could see that, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that would help also add into that, what's the watchword? Competition.
Yeah.
They're in there. Yeah, no, I like that. I had not considered that enough. But, yeah, I point to Xavier and I go, I don't know exactly what it is that I need more of, but I need something more from him. And it might just be like having that physicality to then pair with, you know, that trust that they have in him. But yeah, man, he did not create separation last year. And I wonder if you're not going to create separation, can you then be a guy who can use physicality to then catch the ball through, you know, a tighter defender or whatever?
And then the other one, I know I've probably been, you know, lower on the prospects of this guy than most.
I'm guessing this is John Metchie then.
No, it's Blake Fisher.
Oh!
Blake Fisher.
Oh, I should have known. You don't even care about John. John Metchie, you done sold John Metchie's house for him. You were like, don't worry, dog. Don't worry about a realtor. I done already lined up some buyers, brother.
We got it. We got you. But Blake Fisher, I just haven't seen it, man. And
what you looking for with him?
I think everything. I think physical transformation.
Yeah.
You know, being able to step in. Because the coaches, they have their sort of depth chart in their minds, and then you earn it otherwise. And I just mentioned Derek Stingley. I'd like to see Blake Fisher. I mean, they brought in dudes to replace Blake Fisher. Flat out.
I mean, they have an opportunity to. Yeah. They do have an opportunity to. And so, yeah, man.
He will probably be the perfect one for the body transformation, too, because this is year two.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be coming in as like, oh, look at him. He's been lifting weights.
100%, mm-hmm. right? And being able to utilize that power, because, I mean, running is something that you want to be able to do better. Run blocking could stand mm-hmm. to be better. And just like, how is he with his feet? Is he pass setting nicer to be able to handle that edge pretty well? Yeah, man, those are the things that I think that's fair. And I know Sean Pendergast, if he's listening right now, is clapping mm-hmm. To the sound of his radio, because that's one of the guys that he's putting up. And I know Sean as well, or Seth as well, as potentials for like the body transformation when it comes to getting to camp.
Then again, Nick Cassera had the opportunity to say as much. Said,
let me tell you about, like, that model is cool, but can I tell you about this model right here? It's the LD Henderson.
All right, players I can't wait to see. No matter what they look, I just want to see what they look like. I'm curious. I think there's opportunity there, and they might be, you know, they might be a happy surprise. EJ Speed.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I've been a fan. Maybe C.J. Stroud hasn't always been a fan, but I've been a fan. I think he could fill a real role here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't even know how much different he needs to be considering.
I just can't wait to see him. I want to see what he looks like with this squad.
That's fair. 100% fair. Just like to add that depth. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about competition, I think linebacker room is where I don't scoff nearly as much at the notion of competition, because I do like the talent in there.
Yeah.
And if you tell me one of the four of Aziz Alshire, or sorry, rather two of the four of Aziz Alshire, Henry Toto, Christian Harris, and EJ Speed are the guys that are, these are the two starters, I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I know that you're getting two dudes that are really good on the field, because I know that at least two of them I feel great about. And then all of a sudden, here you go. If one of those guys gets beat out, that means that he played better rather than one of these guys played poorly.
A couple of other guys that I can't wait to see are already on this squad, but I'm just curious. I'm hopeful that they take another step. Cade Stover and Kalen Bullock.
Cade Stover is a huge one for me. Mm-hmm. I think that, and this is probably wild to say, thank you.
Yeah.
I think that Kalen Bullock, if he was the same player as last year, I would not be terribly upset. I would be a little disappointed, right? Because just in general, we expect year over year progress anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you got a good amount out of Kalen Bullock, which is just be a ball hawk. Now, of course, there was a lot of I don't want to say that, but there was more than I would really want of some like deep opportunities that you want your free safety to be able to handle up on or be able to make plays on.
Imagine if he takes another step.
That's the thing.
Ooh, baby.
I feel like I'm in a place where, especially with the productivity of this defense, if I don't get that, I ain't going to be too mad.
No, right? I'm with you on that. But boy, if he does, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
But yeah.
Same thing with Cade Stover.
The Cade Stover one is huge, especially because that is, and we've detailed it a few times, that is a position of need. Mm-hmm. And so if Cade Stover comes up, and especially if he could play in such a way where we can start talking about contract be damned, that'd be huge, because a guy that can help inline blocking is something that you just don't have, and he's the closest to it.
Yeah.
And then if he can then add in, even if he's more, you know, Pat Freiermuth you know, one of those guys that you just kind of get the ball to without necessarily sending him deep on routes, that'd be helpful. But if you end up having a true dual threat, productive tight end, that'd be really helpful, because we know Dalton Schultz, even as I've had a level of defense for him in some of these instances, we know that he's not that two-way guy. Like, he putting him in and asking him to block is not really what his strengths are.
Yeah.
So if you could find that in Cade Stover, that'd be greatly helpful, especially for a dude in Nick Cayley, who of the offenses or the passing games, at least, that it seems like are likely to get are huge influences on this offense. Both of them, it'd be very, very nice, and I guess in any, you know, offense in football, it'd be very, very nice to have a tight end that's capable of doing those things.
And then the two players that I just got to see to believe, not that I'm doubting them, but I got to see it to believe it, Ladarius Henderson and Justin Watson. I mean, both of those guys weren't even on the radar.
What do you got to see from Justin Watson?
Well, I mean, D'Amico says he's the, you know,
hard worker, grinder,
you know,
real lunch pail guy, in fact, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But First one in, last one out.
I wonder what you're describing.
just a great football player. Yeah. I don't know what you're, heady guy.
Good
football IQ.
Is he a coach's kid?
I mean, he might be. If he's not, he's the type of kid that you want your daughter to date, honestly. Like, that's the kind of guy that he is.
But, I mean, I'm like, on both of those, D'Amico, you know, raving about him and you know, Nick about Ladarius Henderson, I was like, really?
Yeah, I think the benefit that he serves, he's a fairly known commodity in what he can bring. And so that's a level of study. And I think that probably speaks more to the idea of what you want to see from Hutchinson and maybe Mechie, even though I know that you're shipping him out of here, is if they find some level, can you? Because Justin Watson is fairly solid and standard in what he is. That's kind of the free agent.
But what if he's there, like, there, like, he's in the mix big time?
Yeah, I mean, he gets open. Yeah. He gets open. Like, I have no problem with that. Like, a dude that gets open and knows what he's supposed to do. And so if you get the upside of these young guys that you've been waiting on, that's all gravy. But if not, Justin Watson, I feel good with him being in the room.
I feel like he might be that person if the rookies don't pan out as fast as you thought it was going.
Yes,
they was going to pan out. Then that might be somebody like a third option,
like what Robert Woods was.
Exactly. Yeah.
A couple of texters said Woody Marks. I'm with you. I didn't put him on my list, but I'm with you. I'm curious to see what he could do.
Yeah, how much can he handle early? Like, this is the type of guy where I think even the Woody Marks lover himself, John Harris, would point to the idea that, all right, cool first year, but maybe you'll see more of it in second year. How much, I mean, if you can get ring out a lot of his ability early on where you see, oh, he's actually more ready than we had previously anticipated, that's good, because anything you have as more of a safety behind Joe Mixon, a dude that admittedly always has been workhorse type guy, you can't leave that to chance, though. You can't leave. I mean, you missed him for what, 5 games last year, and you saw the difference even with Cam Akers having to pick up slack, right, and find a level of production that you hadn't anticipated. How much more if you have more guys that you anticipate and that you feel comfortable with, including the likes of maybe Woody Marks, a draft pick that you spend a little bit of a capital on getting as well. So, yeah.
Texter also says, I was 13 when Andre Johnson was drafted. Did he show that as a rookie? Oh, yeah.
your first memory of Andre?
He was one of those wow players. Like, and not just his physical presence, which we knew, but the speed, and that was a pretty good defense, you know, that he was drafted into. Remember, that was the strength of the early teams. I was like, oh, okay. He's going to be pretty good. I think he's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. Hall of Famer, huh?
Yeah.
Hall of Famer. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is about the time for our Lunchtime Confessions, which are presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.